Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the evening news. I am Matsina. The headlines. Sixth session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly adjourned sine die. Chief Minister Nipu Rio says it is premature to make further comments on One Nation, One Election proposal. Parliamentary Affairs Minister KG Kenye underscores crucial role of the legislature in shaping democratic governance. And advisor Wang Pang Konyak emphasizes the need for continued efforts to tackle significant challenges women face in society. Now, the news in detail. The sixth session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly was adjourned sine die, marking the conclusion of its five-day sitting. During the session, discussions on various issues concerning the state were held and several government bills and amendment bills were passed. Speaker Sharingain Longkuma said, aside from the questionnaire, the House deliberated on several pressing issues of significant importance to the state, which required immediate attention of the government.
In these 5 days of sitting, we could pass 8 bills apart from many other subjects requiring urgent attention of the government. We could also take up 5 subjects of paramount importance for discussion under Rule 50 and Rule 54, respectively. It is also encouraging to witness our honourable members utilising the medium of 0 hour to highlight pressing and emerging issues that impact the welfare of our people. Honourable members, with no other unfinished business before this House, I now adjourn the 6th session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly, sine die.
The Speaker also extended his gratitude to the Chief Secretary and his team of officials, the Director General of Police, the Armed Forces and the Paramilitary Forces for their invaluable assistance in ensuring smooth conduct of House proceedings. Additionally, he acknowledged the medical team for their unwavering dedication to the well-being and safety of the members, as well as the media for their role in disseminating the proceedings of the House to the public. The Speaker later adjourned the House sine die. Nagaland's Chief Minister Nipu Rio opined that it would be premature to make further comments on the One Nation, One Election proposal. The Chief Minister made this remark during a statement in the State Assembly's 0 hour. He emphasized that the bill proposed to be introduced in the country through the 129th Constitutional Amendment Bill, introduced in the lower house of Parliament on 17 December 2024, is currently being considered by a joint parliamentary committee constituted by the Speaker of the Lok Sabha. The Chief Minister also highlighted that if the bill is passed during the 18th Lok Sabha, it could significantly change the electoral timeline for both the Lok Sabha and the Nagaland Legislative Assembly.
The 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly Sitting will get over in February-March 2028. The 15th NLA tenure will be till February-March 2033. And the 16th NLA would normally 33. And the 16th NLA would normally have a tenure till February-March 2038. As per the present bill, the tenure of the 16th NLA will be curtailed till, say, May-June 2034. Hence, in case the bill is passed, the tenure of the 16th NLA would be only, say, for about 14 to 15 months as opposed to the normal 5 years.
Parliamentary Affairs Minister KG Kenye has underscored the crucial role of the legislature in shaping democratic governance. Referring to the legislature as the temple of democracy, he emphasized that it is where policies are conceived and transformed into laws that govern the state and its citizens. The minister made the statement on the last day of the 6th session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly today. Mr. Kenye highlighted the vital collaboration between the legislature and the government machinery in serving the public and ensuring effective governance, noting the establishment of assembly committees for this purpose. He also raised concerns over non-attendance of administrative heads of departments and heads of departments in important assembly meetings. The minister therefore called for strict adherence to attendance requirements, emphasizing that delegating these responsibilities to junior officers is unacceptable.
The assembly is the highest democratic institution of governance, and all its matters must be treated with utmost seriousness and priority. Government officials, especially those in leadership roles, have a duty to respect the legislative process and ensure that the concerns and recommendations of the House are addressed with sincerity and diligence.
This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Chief Minister and Minister in Charge of Finance, Nipiu Rio, today presented copies of Appropriation Accounts 2023-24, Finance Accounts Volume 1 and 2 of 2023-24, and the State Finances Audit Report from the Controller and Auditor General, CAG of India, for the year ending March 31, 2023, in the Nagaland Legislative Assembly. The House passed the Nagaland Appropriation No. 1 Bill 2025, moved by Chief Minister Rio, which included the regularization of excess expenditure for the year 2017-18, as recommended by the Public Accounts Committee, PAC, in its 132nd report for 2023-24. The Assembly also voted on supplementary demand for grants for the year 2024-2025 through the Nagaland Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2025. The House subsequently voted on the demand for grants for the year 2025-26 and passed the Nagaland Appropriation No. 3 Bill 2025. Additionally, the members adopted the Nagaland Goods and Services Tax 10th Amendment Bill 2024 by voice vote, which was moved by the Finance Minister. Meanwhile, Speaker Sharingai Longma announced the creation of two new committees, namely Committee on Environment and Climate Change and Committee on Urban Local Bodies and Village and Tribal Councils. Nagaland, along with the rest of the world, observed International Women's Day today. During an event in Kohima, Advisor for Social Welfare Wang Pangkonyak emphasized the need for continued efforts to tackle significant challenges women face in society. While recognizing the crucial roles women play in families, communities and the economy in Nagaland, he reaffirmed the state government's commitment to ensuring that policies and programs continue to empower all individuals, particularly women and marginalized communities.
The state government is committed to effectively implement various schemes and programs. The Women's Empowerment Schemes launched by the Ministry of Social Welfare, Ministry of Women and Child Development, like Half for Empowerment of Women, Pradhan Mantri Mantra Vandana Yojana, all these schemes. Women empowerment is not just a goal for the department. It is a necessity for building a just, inclusive and prosperous society as empowering women uplifts our community.
During the event, the NSCW Excellence Award 2025 was awarded to noted author Isterin Kire and seasoned journalist Mona Lisa Chankija, while A. Alamla Chang, an entrepreneur dedicated to skill development in tailoring, embroidery and stitching, was honored with the NSCW Award 2025. Six SHG women achievers were also felicitated. On the occasion of International Women's Day, Chief Minister Nipiu Rio paid tribute to the resilience, strength and wisdom of women. He acknowledged the women's invaluable contributions to families, the workforce and society, highlighting the critical roles they play in nurturing, leading and serving. Mr. Rio called upon all to continue support to their progress and empowerment for an equitable society. President Draupadi Murmu today stressed that there should be more women in the workforce as India is heading towards becoming the third biggest economy in the world. Addressing a day-long conference on the theme Nari Shakti Se Viksit Bharat in New Delhi today to mark the International Women's Day, the President emphasized that the daughters of the nation are playing a crucial role in realizing the vision of a developed India.
आज जो भारत विश्व की तीसरे सबसे बड़ी अर्थव्यवस्था बनने की ओर अग्रसर हो रहा है तो अब देश के वर्कफोर्स में महिलाओं की भागीदारी तेजी से बढ़नी चाहिए वर्कफोर्स में महिलाओं की भागीदारी बढ़ने के लिए उन्हें शिक्षा और नौकरी से समान अवसर प्रदान करना महत्वपूर्ण है
She highlighted the importance of society creating a supportive environment to help them progress and fulfill their potential. President Murmu stated that the central government is continuously working to ensure that women in the country are politically, economically and socially empowered and are able to lead the nation towards the vision of a developed India. To end the news, the headlines again. Sixth session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly adjourned sine die. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio says it is premature to make further comments on One Nation, One Election proposal. Parliamentary Affairs Minister KG Kenya underscores crucial role of the legislature in shaping democratic governance. And Advisor Wong Pongkonyak emphasizes the need for continued efforts to tackle significant challenges women face in society. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Have a good night.